Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one and only Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Dear Sane Man, over the years I've made so many video requests that one would think I've gotten used to what this does on an emotional level for me. Before I rant about how I don't care about public opinions, there's a fundamental problem I'd like to address. You've never had to deal with me in a public setting before. This is why you didn't actually understand my frustration to begin with. In most cases, I'm barely able to hold a conversation with anyone in public. My hearing won't allow it for the most part. I am far from the only person on the planet with a hearing problem. I simply have more problems because of my brain damage. I also can't work full-time or run my own business. Instead, in the future, I'll look for sources of income and maybe increase my hours when my son is older. You brought up social contracts before, and is this along the lines of daily etiquette? If true, in that case, I don't have an issue with the theory, just how it works in practice. I'm not exactly willing to listen to someone complain about how I dress boring when they themselves dress like a street worker. Time and place is another thing that seems to be lost on people nowadays. Do people even know the difference between an opinion, personal opinion, and professional opinion? I am of the personal opinion that they are actually used interchangeably by the same people who think a scientific theory is the same as any other theory. Also, having an educated opinion now means nothing more to me than someone being able to answer questions in a socially acceptable way, while hardly using critical thinking. Most graduates of universities end up as well-trained as Pavlov dogs, responding to triggers. Why would anyone strive to be like this? Even the average NPC in a video game thinks more about their own survival. Or maybe that's because the majority are programmed by men. I have little tolerance for being asked to be inclusive, especially from people that have hardly shown me the same regard. For the majority, if I actually want an opinion, I will give one. There are few people I find respectable enough to consider theirs. Here I am paying you to give me your opinion. Tell me, what is your opinion on the matter of social contracts and daily etiquette? Sincerely, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Conformity with the social contract has always been there. You're expected to follow the rules, and in return you're welcomed into polite society. I think the reason you don't consider most people's opinions seriously is just because they're playing out a script in their minds. You're not talking to a person, but the ideology that's speaking through that person. You focus on what people say and not how they say it. You've also been excluded socially by people due to your disability. For me, my problem is not hard of hearing, but it's a lack of social skills from not being in daycare, and I came to Canada at the age of 3 and didn't know the English language, so I couldn't socialize and make friends. Plus, my contact with other kids that spoke my native language was rather limited. So when I socialize with people, I can't do it more than a while before they realize there's something off about me, unless it's a one-on-one interaction. There's a YouTuber named Adam Nahu that passed away recently. He faced criticism when he broke societal etiquette by quitting his job, buying a van, and starting to travel all alone and filming videos when it was something relatively new back in 2012. It was easy for him because he kept moving around as a child, unable to make friends. He was the same way as me, unable to feel comfortable socializing with more than one person at a time. That is the first time I heard somebody say that before. He never cared about what people thought about him because, just like you and me, he never built that into his personality at a young age. When you don't know how to fit in with the polite society, and when they try and spit in your face, you don't care about proper etiquette anymore. You just do what you feel is best for yourself. Once you've lost or never had a social circle, you're free to do anything because you have no more social capital to lose. Adam the Woo started his adventures in 2012, and I started travel vlogging in 2015. And I enjoyed filming places that others hadn't. Now everything has been filmed and put online. Now what was cool and unique is average and boring. So much of human social interactions is NPCs talking to NPCs. If you don't respond to the human non-playable characters with the right questions or answers, then they pretty much don't know what to do with you. And now it's getting worse because of the feminization of our culture. You're probably noticing this more and more, Fat Cat, that conformity is more important than individual creativity. The author Helen Anders talks about this in The Great Feminization of Culture. Because women are increasingly taking power in institutions, and they're the ones discriminating against most male merit and rewarding perceived victimhood status for minority groups. She says that what we see as wokeness is just the feminization of society and our institutions. As far as I'm concerned, the only people that can afford to have opinions these days are those willing to either wreck their financial future and make themselves unemployable because they say something that's not popular, or people who are so wealthy that it doesn't matter because they can afford the economic consequences of unpopular freedom of speech, because they're already social outcasts. It's liberating not giving a shit about what other people think about you. But it sucks living in a culture where less people can afford to be different these days, because the new social contract for most people is they have to give up what makes them unique and conform to groupthink and groupspeak in order to live a life. I'm constantly looking for unique people, which appear to be a lot rarer these days, because they tend to hide or become poor and unemployable. Higher education today is about disseminating woke female ideology of fake compassion to virtue signal and show the world just how great they are at helping people. What I also really found hilarious recently is that MGTOW as an idea doesn't seem to be as taboo anymore. Now I can leave MGTOW in my titles and my videos wouldn't be demonetized. Most of the MGTOW content I see now is women explaining what it means, just regurgitating the talking points without understanding it because they aren't men. It's not just MGTOW, but people are just repeating what they heard someplace else and lack all critical thinking skills. Instead, they share popular opinions as to not hurt the feelings of others. If you want to know more about that, I shared a video in the description by Alexander Grace called How Female Power Caused the Decline of the West. He's mostly summing up the points that Helen, the author I mentioned earlier, already makes. And you just know things are only going to get worse in this world as more and more institutions are feminized. And if men want to be part of this system, they'll have to play by the rules or figure out other ways to make a living outside of corporate and government jobs, if they want to maintain self-respect and freedom of speech. Fat cat, you don't have to conform and become an NPC because your husband already does that at his corporate job. You got a paid-off home and your rich daddy Warbucks father will help you out of things if anything gets crazy. Which luckily it hasn't. He's even offered to give you a job if you wanted one. You're not the average man or woman working hard and trying to conform to the social rules that female HR managers have set up in a company so you can keep your job. You also brought up the idea of personal versus public opinion. People have to hide their personal opinions and always put on a public opinion at work, school, and even in their social circles, or they risk losing status, employment, and possibly risk being expelled from school. What's left besides maybe telling your lover if you feel comfortable sharing your true opinions with him or her? In my own life, I'm the life of the party when I show people humanoid robots and say things like, in the future men will have robots for companionship. It's a wonderful Christmas dinner when I say things like that. I know it's coming. They know it's coming, but they want to pretend like it's not. And I bring it up because I know it's not socially acceptable. I don't say things like that to get a reaction or piss people off. I tell people stuff like that because I want them to get emotionally and mentally prepared for a future that looks like it's out of science fiction. Growing up, it wasn't a proper thing to do to spend all your time nerding out on a computer. Now everyone is on a computer disguised as the phone in their pockets. I went from outcast to being socially acceptable. And yet most people's NPC programming doesn't remember how they treated me. Women have feminized computers in the media and made it socially acceptable to use such technology now. But only if you use it the way they want us to use it, without any real freedom of speech. So where does this end? What happens to our politically correct, woke, feminized soy society? Male entrepreneurs with ambition are already leaving to places like Dubai that don't have personal income tax, and I suspect that men will start building their own parallel places in the real world as the feminized states start to fail due to too much debt. Women want to spend government money to help people with the social welfare state. Yet that's going to bankrupt the state, and then women are going to have to rely on men once again to survive, as their government jobs and other positions pay them worthless currency. The pendulum will swing in the opposite direction, and you'll be able to be politically incorrect again, but it's going to be a lot worse in the meantime. The female censorship on the internet will become more extreme. So fat cat, you're going to have to deal with people being brainwashed by universities more and more for many years to come. The insanity is only going to get worse. In California, they're forcing kids as old as 16 to sit in booster seats while in the car. It's definitely not like the masculine world I grew up in when I was 5 years old rolling around in the back of a station wagon in the cargo area with no car seats or restraints. Those were the good old days. That's also a great example of how we've become feminized. Women's desire to overprotect children and minorities to help them is part of women's nurturing instinct gone mad, now that they finally have power. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat doesn't have to let a boss smasher up her schwing schwing to survive in this world. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. Also, if you want to help this channel, you can at the Subscribe Star link down below. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can also do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminized state from trying to end all men before it collapses away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.